Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview on Raven Radio KCAW Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and I'm talking to Leah Mason this morning. She's the instructional design technician at UAS and has been developing a really interesting program she's on the phone to talk about this morning. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning, Catherine. Thanks for having us here.
Yes, thank you so much for joining me. You're here to talk about the Supporting Supporters Program at UAS. It's kind of a new thing. I wonder if you could walk me through what is Supporting Supporters and why is it particularly relevant today?
Supporting Supporters is just one part of a group of programs that we've been developing at the UAS Sitka campus as part of a Title III grant, and that money is there to help students who are coming from unconventional higher education backgrounds, so people who are first generation, people who are living in remote and rural communities, people who are in groups that have been historically underrepresented at universities. So these resources are covering a lot of different territories. Supporting Supporters is one of the ways in which we are targeting people who are learning online. These people tend to be living in situations where their decision to become a learner, to have an identity that is about learning, is going to come into conflict with some of their other identities. They are often parents, often people who are working one or more jobs. They have a lot of competition for their attention, and learning can sometimes be lost in that because they're not a part of a learning community every day that's physically all directed towards doing things that are about becoming someone who is involved in the sometimes very odd world of academia and higher learning. So the brochures that we've produced are information that would be useful to anybody, whether they were learning online or learning face-to-face. A lot of the skills that you need to do online learning are the skills you need to learn successfully anywhere. But there are particular things that are harder for people who are accessing a university at a distance. And these materials are there to give some tips and some tricks that everybody needs to know. But they're also there to help start conversations with the people who they are surrounded by, which is family, friends, acquaintances, the people who employ them. These are all people that they need to develop as a support network if they're going to be successful at college. And that is what these resources, are there to support. And so it's called Supporting Supporters. They are pieces of information that students can use to really help their nearest and dearest help them be successful at college.
And it's interesting because it's, you know, you've been working on this project for a while now, it sounds like, but and there are a lot of students in the UAS system who learn and take classes remotely. It's relevant now for more students probably because more students are finding themselves in the position where they have to take classes from home.
Yes, it is absolutely a jumping in the deep end for comprehensive online learning at this phase of history. And UAS Sitka has been working on this project for a while because up to two-thirds of our students will never set foot on our campus. In fall, we'll have 900 students, and 700 of them will be nowhere near our place. So for us, that's a very big part of our thinking. For other parts of the university that are much more about having people on campus, they are really having to jump in the deep end. So we're a little bit ahead of the curve for this, and I'm hoping that the resources that we develop will really take on more relevance for the wider university system because of what's going on at the moment. But yeah, so you know, everybody is now experiencing what it's like to be sitting in a room in the middle of wherever you are, and to have, you know, all sorts of competing interests vying for your attention. It's a really, you know, I think we're all experiencing the kind of tension of having your concentration, you know, fractured across different things, especially at home when it's far more attractive to maybe do the dishes than to focus on something that's really, really giving you a lot of trouble on computer.
So can you flesh out a little bit more? What are these resources supposed to, what kind of support are these resources supposed to give students? What kind of conversations? You said you made 7 brochures, and what kinds of conversations are those supposed to generate?
So, as I said, these kinds of tips and tricks and pieces of advice are useful for everybody, but more useful for some kinds of students who really do have some serious competing interests in their lives. So we've made a brochure for single parents. There are a very large number of single parents in universities at this moment. I think the last data I could find was something like 15% of students in universities were single parents. So they're juggling children, if at the very least. Many of those people are also juggling jobs as well as study and children. And it's so we're putting some emphasis, some attention in there, talking about ways to work your study into your family time. So if you have younger children, people may remember 3 men and a baby, how one of the fathers was reading the sports page in a very sing-song, very fairy tale voice. He was getting something out of it, and so was the baby, because the baby improves its own pre-literacy skills by hearing people's voices. And so that's one way that someone with young children can incorporate their study and their childcare into the same space. Then we also have something for students who are working, and we've provided information that will help them communicate with their employer and give them the best opportunities to develop a good relationship about sometimes needing to change a shift to account for a test or a crunch time with study. But we've also given them information about how being a student can benefit an employer, and that gives them a way to talk, a little bit of some strategic advantage to make their case for changing a shift, but also for, you know, seeing what they're doing as being something that is worthwhile for the business owner to have in the in their workforce. So someone who is studying is somebody who is interested in learning new things, who's adaptable, and can potentially be in a position to train others. We've also created resources for people who are starting again, having tried before. So I'm a classic case. I studied for 3 years doing sculpture before abandoning college due to some issues I had with writing. And then years later, I came back to take on that particular set of demons, and with a lot of hard work, I managed to get through it. But there was a lot of support required for that. And people who are coming back to take on something that they have failed at before need some additional support to help them see this as something they can do. So the information there is about reflecting on what went wrong the first time and learning that asking for help is one of the bigger college success skills that there is. Knowing when you need help, asking for it in a good time so that you can get help, and knowing where to find it is really another set of important college success skills that people don't talk about. So we're talking about it, and we're helping them to talk about it with as many people as they can in order to get those people on board with this thing that they're doing that's so important to them.
So 7 brochures meant to help students who are learning remotely in a variety of ways. Where can people access those resources? I'm assuming somewhere on the UAS website?
We are hosting most of the resources from the grant project on a site which is hosted by Fairbanks. And the address for that is C for cat, 2, the numeral, C for cat, .learningspaces.alaska, all spelled out, .edu. And you'll find a whole bunch of things there under the resources tab, but also supporting supporters has its own section where people can download digital copies of the materials. And some of those that are in the group are two pieces of support for high school students and their parents who might be taking a college course as part of their high school dual enrollment program. And then I think the final piece of information is for people who want to support their spouse or partner. And a lot of the information there is about reorganizing household tasks to make it easier for the partner or spouse to find time to study.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the Supporting Supporters program or why people should check out this resource?
I think it's just really valuable for people to know that college is its own little world. And it's got its own set of skills that everybody has to learn. And for me, the big driving force has been that knowing, as someone who struggled, I know that there are a lot of things that we could be telling people before they get there that would help them be more successful from the first day. And so, you know, while we're all still at home and struggling to fill our minds with something useful, now is a really great time to get some skills if this is something that you want to do. So the Supporting Supporters materials are a great resource to start developing that support network that people will need when they decide to take on college. And there are other resources there that can be helpful. For instance, we have a college success skills program, which is online, free for people to use, and covers all the stuff that you really should know before you get there, so that you can be successful from early on in the process. Being a success early can help people be successful the whole way along. So we're doing everything we can to start people's college journeys off with success.
All right. I've been speaking with Leah Mason from UAS. She's been talking about the Supporting Supporters program, which you can find those resources online at learningspaces.alaska.edu. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Leah.
Thank you, Catherine.